Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and this is the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, heard live monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio, as we're broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleafield, along with your co-host, Ronnie Ram. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell your friends. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to be. Well, Ronnie, good to see you again. We just spoke with you last night. In case you missed our broadcast, we were in White Plains for the Climb for Cures, and that was to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, for which you're a member of the Board of Directors. And we should also mention, in case you did not know, that Ronnie is a finalist for Man of the Year. And again, congratulations to you on your nomination. Good to see you again today, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a great 12 hours apart. I'm glad to be with you again at the microphone.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a real fun time last night. And our first guest today joining us here on set, we're going to be talking to Kathy Meadey. She is director of the Women's Leadership Institute at Manhattanville College School of Business. And Kathy, good to see you today.
Welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you have an important event that Ronnie and I would like to talk about. It's coming up on June the 8th. And as a matter of fact, Westchester Talk Radio will be broadcasting live from that. It's the third annual Women's Leadership Summit, and the theme this year is Pursue Your Dreams. Tell us all about that.
That is correct. Thank you, Jim. Yes, we're very excited to be hosting our premier event for the third annual Women's Leadership Summit. And again, our theme is Pursue Your Dreams. It is a summit that we offer professional women within the Lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut and even beyond to come to the Institute for the full day. And during that day, we have keynote speakers, learning and development workshops, a lot of opportunity to network, lunch, a panel discussion, et cetera, et cetera. And then we even end our day with a networking cocktail reception.
That's great, Kathy. It sounds really, really exciting. This is the third annual. Can you tell us how this started going back? Take us back to the vision of the first annual and how this got started.
I'd be delighted to share that experience. It was actually a conversation that I had with the dean of the School of Business, and we were talking about how we could really outreach to women in the community to really help them develop themselves professionally. And these are women that not only come from corporations, but are also entrepreneurs. They work in nonprofit, government, and other types of industries. And with this conversation, we decided to hold several focus groups and determine if there was even community interest in starting an institute of this magnitude. And we had a resounding yes from the community. So we were very excited in getting started with the institute. And with that, we decided to start a premier event for the year, an annual conference. And with that, we are now starting our third conference. So we're very excited about that opportunity.
That's fantastic. And I imagine a lot of the leadership in the school is also thrilled to have all these new faces on campus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because we have not only resounding support from a lot of corporations in the area, but also Westchester County Executive Office has been very supportive, as well as WEDC, the YWCA, and other organizations, extremely supportive of this endeavor.
It's really exciting. So why don't you walk us through, give us an example of a profile of one person that would be attending an event.
Okay. Ron, again, it's a very diverse audience, which is really what delights us the most. It is all generations that are represented, from millennials all the way up to traditionalists, women that are still working in the workforce. And it's just a wonderful experience to see them just rub shoulders and talk throughout the day and share their experiences and, you know, give best practices and bits of advice. So, you know, most of these women are looking to really develop themselves a little bit more professionally and also network within the community. And what I mean by developing themselves professionally, it could be around the topics of their executive presence, learning to develop more confidence so, you know, they're more assertive when they're sitting around these boardroom tables. So that's really part of the outreach, is really helping women develop themselves, become more assertive, develop that confidence level, and, you know, their business and financial acumen along with that.
That's great. What a great description. Can you give us a sense of how many people you expect to have in attendance?
Yeah, we usually run about 150. We're hoping to hit the 200 mark this year. We'll max out at 200. We do hold this particular conference, at Reed Castle on the Manhattanville College campus. So we will max out at 200. And it is an absolutely beautiful venue to hold a conference. We use the entire first floor and just move from room to room. You know, it's just an exquisite location.
That's great. You talked a little bit about the support from communities. Are there any sponsors that you'd like to highlight or speak about that have been involved or at least instrumental in making this a success?
I would. Thank you for that opportunity, Ron. Yes, we actually have a couple of corporations that have been with us from the very start, and I do want to give my, you know, shout out to both MasterCard and PepsiCo. They have been phenomenal in supporting us. There have been other organizations that have helped us with different types of events and some of the previous summits, such as United Rentals based in Connecticut, Morgan Stanley, Swiss Re, Heineken USA, USI Insurance Services. I mean, the list is just growing as we continue with this endeavor.
That's fantastic. Now, from 8 to 5, essentially, people are going to have an opportunity not only to learn, but to meet each other and make business contacts.
That is correct. We give enough opportunity, enough break time, and also even during some of these learning and development workshops, these are extremely interactive, so there's opportunity to network even within these sessions.
And what's the next step for a lot of these people? Do you envision development of skills so they can enhance their careers within organizations? Do you also attract entrepreneurs, business owners that are coming to learn more?
Yes, actually we do. And our focus, you know, not only the large global organizations, but even some of the smaller companies within the Hudson Valley in Connecticut. You know, we're reaching out to them because many of them do not have the opportunity. Same thing with our entrepreneurs. They don't have the opportunity, you know, to house large training departments where they can develop themselves professionally. So this is also part of our outreach. We want to be able to, and we have been able to, really offer an array of comprehensive programs, not only this premier event, our summit, but also webinars, workshops, evening networking events, panel discussions, and also a lead program that we do offer right now is a certificate program. It's actually an academic certificate program.
I think what you said is so true. There are so many people that really need to develop themselves. As an entrepreneur myself, I know that we're so focused on our business sometimes, we don't spend enough time taking a step back, not only to develop ourselves and train, but to ask other people what worked and didn't work for them. So it seems to me like this is a perfect opportunity for people from all levels of their careers, from managers and leaders to entrepreneurs, to come and not just learn, but share their experiences so the next generation of people can learn from that and really get to a higher level and be able to continue to pass that on from one person to the next.
That is absolutely correct. You know, we're so excited that, you know, and really encouraging women, and also we do open this to men. I don't want to say this is
absolutely
for women.
Yeah, it's focused on attracting professional women,
is.
But it's supported by all the leaders.
It is, absolutely, Ron. And, you know, we want to encourage those to take that time. You know, it's only a day, and a lot of people lose sight of that because I'm also an entrepreneur, another hat that I wear, and I understand that, you know, it's constantly going, and we don't take the time to sit back and really develop ourselves professionally. So we do encourage women to, you know, take the day off, join us for the day. It's a beautiful surrounding. They're going to learn a lot. You know, we have two fabulous keynote speakers this year from MasterCard and IBM. You know, come out and join the fun for the day.
Do you know what topics they're going to be speaking on?
I sure do.
Fantastic.
They're actually going to be speaking about, you know, the next steps. I know our keynote, Andrea Gilman from MasterCard, will be talking about, you know, what's next. What's next? You know, she's going to be sharing her best practices with women on how she rose to the occasion to the level of a senior vice president, and just sharing some of those best practices, and then also thinking about what is next.
It's very exciting. And the second one?
And then Jennifer Howland from IBM is also going to be talking about no regrets. You know, everything in your life has an impact on your making decisions, whether they be decisions that you learn from and move forward with, or they're successful decisions.
That's really exciting. And as a business owner, I'd like to encourage everybody out there listening to develop your staff and give them the time to train themselves. It's going to come back to you tenfold, and I can promise you that. So let's thank everybody here. I want to, Kathy, before we go, I want to ask you just one more question. Tell us a little bit about Manhattanville. You guys are doing some amazing things, attracting some great, and clearly you're investing in leadership, not just for this particular summit, but there are more and more events that are being held at Reed Castle that I've noticed. So tell us a little bit about what the school's doing.
Yeah, I mean, the school is really active, Ron. We have really developed all of our schools within the college itself, and most primarily, I mean, my focus is the School of Business. And within the School of Business, we offer, our master's programs, which are phenomenal. We offer certificate programs, and we also offer, we have an event coming up. I think it's, I want to say June 13th or 15th, excuse me for that, but a barbecue that is also open to the public. So we want to make sure that, you know, we get the news out, but we really are reaching out to the community to build not only our undergraduate population, our graduate population, but also within the community itself.
Fantastic. Kathy, we want to thank you very much for your time and for sharing all these thoughts. And please join Kathy and the Women's Leadership Institute on June 8th, 2017 at Reed Castle in Manhattanville.
And Ronnie, again, as I said, again, for those who are just tuned in, we will be at that event. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Kathy,
yes,
and
you will.
Everybody at that event. It's going to be a very exciting day.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Ron.
All right. Thank you both. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour here on Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here at City Center in White Plains in the heart of Westchester on a fine Friday. Lots more ahead, and we'll be back with our next guest right after this message, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're presenting the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, heard live monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio as we're broadcasting live today, a beautiful Friday from City Center in White Plains in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleafield, your co-host, along with Ronnie Ram. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Please tell your friends about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our latest guest on set is Joan Colangelo. She is Director of Development at Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. Good to have you on with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
And tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, our organization has been servicing Westchester County and Fairfield County for over 65 years. We service children and adults with all developmental disabilities by providing programs and services that are necessary to help them be more independent in the Westchester and Fairfield communities.
So this is Ronnie speaking, and Jonah, you and I have had the pleasure of meeting several times over the past years.
Sure.
And when you first walked in today, I said, wow, it's been more than 5 years and less than 10 years since we saw each other last, but I'm sure we've been in the same room several times in between.
Absolutely,
now.
Yes.
So I can say without a shadow of doubt, the work that CPW does is not just so important, but it's just really, really critical. And I gotta say, I'm really happy that every year that goes by, more and more people are open about the needs of our children and the communities. And I hope that helps in some way increase the funding and the support that you get. But one of the things I want to start by asking you is, tell us a little bit more practically about what the organization does on a daily basis. We know you gave us a little description, but as we walk into that amazing facility in Rybrook, tell us what goes on every day.
Sure. You know, we have so much going on. We are an agency that has over 450 employees, and we also service over 1,000 individuals in Westchester County on any given basis. We provide many different programs and services. We have a school program, a preschool. We also have many adult day programs as well. We have a residential program and many different residential sites in Westchester County. We've also had the opportunity to expand up into Connecticut, where we service adults with developmental disabilities as well. So we have grown over the past 10 years or so. And, you know, really it's meeting the needs of our community based on what the need is. We really try to develop programs that really meet those needs.
Can you give us an example of that? So we talk about community needs, and we know that in many school districts there are situations where parents have to either fight for services or ask for services or get evaluations and get that. So can you speak to us about a need of a community as an example?
Sure. I think one of our greatest needs these days is definitely when children with a developmental disability or even a learning disability is aging out of their high school. And, you know, it's that, well, what's next? What is my child going to do if they're not focused on going to college? What is out there to help them develop skills that would be something that they can contribute to themselves and increase their self-esteem? We have transition programs to help those young individuals to build their resumes, to have real work readiness skills, so when they do graduate, if it's not that they are, that they can go right to work. You know, if they do need further assistance through job development and job coaching, we are an agency that does provide those services. Families really need to have advocates that are out there. They need to know what is available in their resources. So it's very important as an agency that we're getting out there and talking to parents at an earlier time, so then they know what to prepare for. You know, there's, with a lot of the different government changes and the different agencies and how the funding is working, parents have, there's a process to everything. So these parents have to go through the process, and starting it sooner, being educated about what they need for their children, is a huge part of what we're trying to do as an organization.
That's exceptional work, and I can imagine if you make somebody more independent, that is, to your point, going to build their confidence. And if they
yes.
build their confidence, they'll be able to accomplish more in life.
Yes. Yes.
Now, one thing that also came out of that comment was what it can do for the parents, right? So
yes.
you're saying when people age out of school, if they don't have the appropriate skills or the confidence to go out there take care of themselves, get a job to the best of their abilities, that must put a tremendous amount of pressure on the parents. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It does. And, you know, we are, as an agency, you know, recognize that having a child with a developmental disability or a learning disability, you know, puts a significant amount of different needs that the parent has to meet. And as an agency, we really do try to provide additional programs for children that are living at home, so parents can kind of have a respite.
Absolutely.
And, you know, do what they need to do for themselves, if it's grocery shopping or going and doing laundry. We have dedicated staff that will go into your home and assist with building a structure and building skills for that individual so they can be more independent in their home. Parents, we have a lot of different groups and advocacy groups that just trying to keep the parents educated about the different services. You know, we have a wonderful community outreach program, and even if it is someone that may not qualify for our services or our services may not meet those needs, we have people that are very aware, Medicaid service coordinators that are very aware of the different programs and services that are offered in Westchester County that could help. So we're there to assist anyone that is in need.
That's great. Let's talk about how people can get involved. One of the things we talked about is, I mean, there's no way you can do this all by your staff, so we assume there's a lot of volunteering opportunities to help CPW.
There is. You know, we are a very large program. We have many different programs and services. We have a huge clinical team on site, and a lot of our graduates and undergraduates that are in college, you know, a lot of their time, community service and field work experience is very important for them in order to graduate. And we are able to meet many of those needs, if it's student teaching, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech, even if it's someone that's interested in finance or HR or even development and public relations. We have a ton of opportunities that we would be able to offer and give them the experience. The nice thing about our agency is that we have smaller departments with staff, so you're learning a lot of different responsibilities and skill sets that maybe in a smaller company you wouldn't really be able to have that experience to do.
That's so great. And you mentioned internships. So if somebody's interested in interning with you, how would they go about doing that?
You know, they can contact me. Our website is www.cpwestchester.org, and all of our information is on our website. Or they can email me or just reach out to Cerebral Palsy of Westchester, and they can contact me and we can get it going.
And if somebody wants to make a contribution, do they still go to cpwestchester.org
yes,
to do that as well?
Yes, they do. Yes.
And lastly, are there any key events that you'd like to mention before we sign off today?
Sure. It's a really busy fundraising season right now, probably, you know, for most agencies, but definitely for our agency. Our biggest fundraiser is our annual golf outing at Quaker Ridge Golf mm-hmm. Club. It's a very well-known club, and the golfing is great. And, you know, so we've been very focused on the planning and securing the support for that event. We're looking forward to another successful year. We also have another event coming up that is for our adaptive gardening program. Mm-hmm. We have a celebration each year, which we try to raise money for our gardens that are around our campus to make our campus look pretty and everyone enjoy. Throughout the year, our programs and services, our programs are educated, you know, through the curriculum that we do use, and part of that is the horticulture and learning about caring for plants. It's also a therapeutic, it also has a therapeutic value to it as well as gardening. So that event is on July 18th, and our golf event is on June 27th. And just something else to come is we are going to have our food and wine tasting event on November 13th. So we're in the process right now of securing many vendors to participate in that event.
Well, that's great. So on behalf of Westchester Talk Radio and Inspirit Media, I want to thank Joan Colangelo and ask everybody to visit cpwestchester.org to not just learn about the great work that they're doing in our communities, but also to check out some of the events that they're having and see how you can help. Joan, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ronnie. It was good seeing you.
Likewise.
Thank you very much, Joan. Again, for those of you tuning in, again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, heard live monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from City Center in White Plains in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my co-host for the day, Ronnie Ram. Lots more ahead. We'll be back with more of the show right after this. Word of interest. Stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're presenting the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, heard live monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio as we're broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains on a beautiful sunny Friday here in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my co-host for today, Ronnie Ram. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Well, joining us now, we actually have two guests on set, as a matter of fact. To Ronnie's immediate left is Sherry Brooks. She is creative director with Harquin. They are based in White Plains. And to her immediate left is Joan Merchandani. She is the owner and chief marketing officer for Westchester Marketing Cafe. Good to have you both with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Let's start with you, Sherry. Tell us about what Harquin is all about.
Well, Harquin has been in business for 26 years. We're a branding positioning firm, and we like to say that we give help and support for brands suffering from low brand awareness. And we really consider ourselves partners and a part of our clients' team. We focus mostly on healthcare, education, nonprofit, and government, municipality entities. So we're more of like an institutional type branding We don't really do a lot of consumer-based products or retail-based products. But in serving those type of clients, it's really important to have like a big knowledge base of what they do. And so that's why we really specialize in strategy and positioning.
And Jan, why don't you share a little bit about yourself and your company?
Sure. Westchester Marketing Cafe really specializes in sort of all the geeky technical digital stuff that small business owners and nonprofits deal with in trying to get the word out about their organization. So, you know, our sweet spot is really the intersection of the digital strategy, website development, design development, communication strategy, as well as the technical build out. So we do everything in-house, so we really have that depth of knowledge of the technology, but we also really understand the marketing and the messaging, and so we really work with our clients to sort of bring those two together and make sure that they feel like they're in the driver's seat so that we're not using jargon that they're not understanding and trying to, you know, wow them with how smart we are. Although we are very smart, but, you know, we really want to make sure that they feel smart too and feel empowered.
Cool. So we are now all in the presence of great marketing and advertising minds here. So I feel honored as a marketing person myself. But what we want to do is have a conversation today. And I think everybody would agree that any client relationship is a partnership. Right, we're going to segue that in. And I think that a lot of people first starting out, which neither of you are, start thinking that every client relationship has to start and be the best. And if a client is interested in doing something, we have to engage. And I think we're learning more and more as we develop that experience that the true partnership means, hey, here is who I am and here is who you are, and let's find a cross-section of those needs and see if we can work together. One of the things we'll start with, and I'll turn it to Sherry. Sherry, you and I were talking about the different types of relationships in terms of arrangements we can have with clients. So why don't you share your perspective on retainer-based versus other types of relationships we can have with a client once we do engage?
Okay. Well, back when we first started business 26 years ago, you know, most times we would work on a very specific project, like a 40-page annual report or a magazine, and these were like really hard and fast specific deliverables that we would work on. But now in today's marketplace, we're not only working on that possible print project, but that print project could segue into pages on a website, a social media campaign, a blog post, an event. So everything is what we call a lot more integrated, which now makes it much harder to quote and bill on just a project, because there's all kinds of time being spent coordinating with all these different people and making calls and emailing and tracking down details. And so now it's what we call leakage, the leakage of time. So we have moved to what we call now a retainer-based model, which is more along the lines of how an accountant or a lawyer works, or an official PR firm, because now we're more on the strategic front lines with our clients, whereas before they would give us a set of specs and we would just respond to those specs. Now we're on the front line saying, okay, now that we're doing this campaign, we need to deploy it to social, we need to deploy it to an event, we need to do this, do that. It makes it much more of a partnership. So to now be in that project billable mode is really just counterproductive to both parties.
So as somebody that has dealt with this question a lot, can you explain to the audience what a retainer really is? Because I think a lot of people are scared of what they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a sense of what a retainer model really looks like and what that means to the client. Because I think a lot of people think they're just that just means they're cutting you a check no matter if work is delivered or not. And that's not necessarily the case.
Correct. You know, it's agreeing upon a set of goals. So, for instance, we have a retainer with a construction company in New Rochelle. And they had a website, and they needed to do ongoing population of that website, ongoing photographs of their project, ongoing writing about the project. And then as I was working on their website, I realized that, you know, this is, they've been working on some very iconic projects like the Jefferson Memorial and the Washington Monument and Capitol Building. We should do a social media campaign. So because we had done an arrangement of a certain amount of money per month, for certain, you know, basic range of hours. It's an agreement saying, I'm going to reserve this number of hours to work on your projects every month. and we have like an agreement on what the scope of work will be for that amount of money. But then I also have, because we have the retainer agreement, I also have the freedom to kind of make a few, be more flexible to really see what are the needs and what will best benefit the client. So it's taking what you can afford and what your marketing goals are and saying, you know, do I want to spend $500, $1,000, $2,000, $2,500? And then obviously I give the client a report on all my activities so that they feel they're getting value for what they're paying. And also you have to consider it, it's like a payment plan. So instead of saying, okay, one month I'm going to have a $10,000 bill, another month I'm going to have a $500 bill, it basically divides the money up and knows that someone's always thinking about your business and always working on your business.
So from a cash flow perspective, it can really help a client project, what will my marketing expenses be for the year?
Correct.
And from a strategic perspective, you can shift gears as needed, because we may start with an assumption that you need to just throw a lot of money into website development, but as it goes, you may say, you know what? You talked about this project. Why don't we shift some of your budget this month to really focus on that? Because that seems to be something that's going to reach your goal, or maybe a new goal, perhaps, much more quickly and effectively.
Absolutely. And in the middle of that arrangement, and I realized it was their 85th anniversary and they're a three-generation business, I was like, okay, well, let's do a book. Now that we've done these 85 posts, social posts, mm-hmm. Let's make all those posts into this beautiful hardcover book. So it gives all of us freedom to be strategic and to really be thinking smart. And imagine if she had me on a project-by-project basis, she may not think of those ideas. She may not have, you know, she's busy doing what she does every day, running her construction crews. She's not thinking marketing. She's not thinking strategically.
So that's great. So the retainer model, they're going to get cash flow assistance,
yeah.
Cash flow management, they're going to get some strategy, and they're also going to get multiple brains within the organization thinking about their company, not just for the initial scope of work, but for what can help them in the future.
Right. And I know a lot of people may be afraid. They may think, I think the biggest fear is them thinking, like, I'm going to pay $1,000 a month and someone's just going to collect the money and they're not going to do any work. But if you have a good relationship and you talk to each other and you have goals and you set goals, that's not going to happen.
And just like any relationship, communicate.
right?
And hopefully
exactly.
Someone brings dinner.
Exactly.
All right. So, Jen, you know, you said something interesting about, you know, not necessarily boring clients with very technical stuff. And I think that today, a lot of clients have a need. They know that they need to do more of the technical things, right? There's efficiencies in technologies.
Right.
They really expect all of us to be experts, and as a good agency, we should be experts and be leading the education before
right.
they need to, so we can, to the point of the retainer, give them suggestions
right.
before it's needed. So talk to us about what you're seeing out there and these conversations, how you take a technical conversation and simplify it based on the strategy and the goals of those clients.
It really is going to depend on the client, because some clients bring a certain amount of technical expertise mm-hmm. to the conversation already, and some clients don't know, don't want to know. They, you know, to Sherry's point, you know, they're busy running their business, and it, you know, may or may not involve any kind of technology. You know, so our responsibility as marketers and as part of their team is to really make sure that they have an understanding of what they are paying for. And, you know, going back to what Sherry was saying before, like, you know, they're busy with their day-to-day operations. You know, our responsibility is to sort of open up the aperture for them and say, well, you know what, maybe you haven't thought about this. You know, there's certain things that are just not going to be on their radar, making sure that their website is technically up to date, never mind the content, but, you know, are they closing all of those back doors? You know, there was just the denial of service attacks that a lot of people have heard about. You know, you have to make sure that, you know, just at a basic level, you know, all of the technology is being maintained. And that's not something that the client necessarily wants to worry about. They want to know that it's just getting done. So, you know, we really try and explain to them at whatever level they're at, you know, what those issues are, so that they just feel comfortable. And some people want to know the minutiae and just know that we're handling it. And some clients are like, I just need to know that you're handling it. I don't need to know all of the ins and outs, and please don't tell me.
So they want to outsource the work and make sure it's getting done.
Exactly.
Because they know that there's a need for it.
Right, right.
So one of the trends that I've seen over the years, since we started our company 10 years ago, is there was a trend first a few years ago, people trying to do everything in-house. They're bringing people, yeah. And what we noticed and people started understanding is you're bringing somebody in, typically a little younger, very limited skill sets.
Yeah.
And while they can support some marketing activities, we've seen more and more in our company people coming back and understanding yeah. that hiring an agency, retainer-based model or not, but to really help with the strategy, the direction, fulfillment of the real work. Do you guys see that? Now, I'll ask Jan first and Sherry. Do you also see that as a trend that the people
Very
are coming
much
back
so.
To you now, realizing
yeah.
that they need that higher level
yeah.
array of skill sets?
Well, it used to be sort of the joke about, you know, I had the kid down the street do my website for a pizza and
Correct.
A Coke, you know. And then, you know, and I would tell clients we very often wouldn't do first-generation websites yeah. for that very reason. They think that they can do it on the cheap. And then 6 months down the road, they're going, this is not, there's no strategy behind it. They're hit, you know, they're hitting that back wall where they're really limited in what they can do. So there is, as business owners have become more sophisticated, not necessarily in the technology specifically, but in their understanding of they need to have an expert. You know, most people don't write their own wills. Most people don't build their own houses. Not that you couldn't. But, yeah. you know, are you really going to go through everything to learn what you need to learn in order to do that? So, you know, that goes back to, you know, again, we want them to be comfortable. They should understand. And I still, you know, Cy Sims line all the time, an educated consumer is our best customer. Yeah. Because they should understand what they're getting. They should know the questions to ask. But not necessarily do it themselves. And I think a lot of business owners realize that.
And to your point, if your foot hurts, you go to a doctor. Right, and if you need advertising or marketing, they should go to a marketing or advertising person. So Sherry, what about you? Is that a trend that you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. There's a lot of do-it-yourself tools out there, you know, and they become very overwhelming to learn how to use. And I see a lot of that. There's Google Docs, and you can learn how to do forms on Google Docs. You can do this on Facebook, you can do this on, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, and you can run Hootsuite to manage your social media accounts, and all of it is available to learn. And so I think that clients thought that they could hire the kid right out of college, and these kids grew up with computers, grew up with mobile devices, and yes, we all, you know, learn how to use our tools. And, you know, we grew up with pens and pencils, but that doesn't make us Leonardo da Vinci, right? So
right.
these kids grew up with phones and computers.
Well, I'm pretty good with a pen and a pencil, but I don't know about you.
That doesn't mean that they know strategy, like Jan
right.
talked about, and that they know how to deploy consistently across all mediums. So, yeah, we see that, you know, people are realizing, you know, the value.
That's great. And one thing we don't get back is time, and I think that anyone that's been in business understands that. If you do try to do it yourself, unless you're truly qualified, you're never going to get that time back. So if we want to hit our goal in 3 months and not a year, it's always a great idea to look outside, find an agency and a partner that you're comfortable with, make sure they have the skill sets, and really go into it as a partnership. Find out a way to work together. We want to thank Jan and Sherry for being here today. Please look them up, the Westchester Marketing Cafe and Harquin Creative Group. Thank you so much. I'm Ronnie Ram, and I am signing off.
Thank you, Ronnie, and I'm Jim Clefield, and thanks so much again for joining us. Thanks to all our guests, especially Kathy Meany from Manhattanville College, and Joan Colangelo as well from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. This has been the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour on Westchester Talk Radio, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Go ahead. Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Clefield. Be sure to join us next time for another session of the Experian Being the Marketing Hour, and that's on Westchester Talk Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your day, and enjoy your Memorial Day as well. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.